Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mazes for Kids Ages 4-8, Maze Activity Book. For Kids, More Than 1-1 Mazes by Samira Taj is a children activity book built around pencil and paper maze solving. Based on its title and category positioning, its purpose is practical rather than narrative or instructional in a formal textbook sense. It gives young children repeated opportunities to trace routes, make choices, correct mistakes, and complete visual puzzles. The stated age range of 4 to 8 places it in the preschool to early elementary bracket, where maze activities are commonly used to support fine motor control, visual tracking, patience, and early problem solving. Because the book is not widely documented in public review or summary sources, its content should be understood through its clear format, a large collection of more than 1-1 mazes intended for independent or guided activity time. Its value lies in accessible repetition, simple engagement, and screen-free practice rather than complex curriculum design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, age-targeted maze practice for early spatial reasoning. The most important feature of the book is its clear targeting of children ages 4 to 8. This is a broad but coherent developmental range. Younger children in the group are often learning to control pencil movement and follow simple visual paths, while older children can handle longer routes, more choices, and greater persistence. Maze solving is useful in this range because it turns spatial reasoning into a concrete action. A child must identify a starting point, hold the goal in mind, compare possible passages, and avoid blocked routes. These are simple tasks on the page, but they draw on planning, directionality, and working memory. The book does not need to present formal lessons to serve this function. The activity format itself creates structured practice. For early learners, a maze also makes problem solving visible. A wrong turn is not a failure in an abstract sense, but a mark that can be noticed and corrected. That immediate feedback helps children build awareness of path, boundary, and sequence. Secondly, path tracing as preparation for handwriting control. Maze books for young children often serve a pre-writing function, and this title fits that role through its focus on repeated path tracing. To complete a maze, a child must guide a pencil within boundaries, slow down near turns, and coordinate eye movement with hand movement. These are the same kinds of motor control needed for drawing shapes, forming letters, and staying within writing lines. The benefit is not simply that the child holds a pencil. It is that the pencil movement has a purpose. The child is not asked to copy an isolated stroke, but to move through a route that requires attention to curves, corners, and narrow spaces. For ages 4 to 8, this type of practice can be more engaging than repetitive handwriting drills because the visible goal gives meaning to the motion. The activity also allows adults to observe motor development without formal testing. Hesitation, overshooting, heavy pressure, or difficulty staying between walls can show where a child may need easier practice, larger pads, or more time. Thirdly, visual scanning and attention built through route selection. A maze requires more than moving a pencil from one point to another. Before and during movement, the child has to scan the page, compare openings, ignore dead ends, and keep track of direction. This makes maze solving a compact attention exercise. Unlike an open coloring page, a maze imposes a rule system. The path must stay inside the lines and eventually reach the exit. That rule system encourages sustained focus because each turn depends on noticing nearby boundaries and possible routes. For younger children, this can strengthen basic visual discrimination, such as seeing where two lines meet or where a passage is blocked. For older children in the stated age band, it can encourage strategic behavior, such as pausing before choosing a direction or visually tracing ahead before making a pencil mark. The book format also supports error monitoring. If a child reaches a dead end, the page itself shows the mismatch between plan and result. This encourages correction through observation rather than external explanation. Fourthly, screen-free activity value for home, travel, and quiet time. The book is positioned as a simple screen-free activity, which is a practical strength in the children activity category. Maze pages require minimal setup. A child needs the book, a pencil or crayon, and enough space to write. This makes the format useful for quiet periods at home, waiting rooms, car trips where writing is safe and comfortable, or short breaks during the day. The activity is also flexible in terms of adult involvement. Some children can work independently, while others may benefit from an adult pointing to the start, asking what route looks open, or encouraging a second attempt after a dead end. Because mazes produce a clear outcome, they can occupy attention without requiring constant explanation. The low-pressure nature of the format matters for ages 4 to 8. Children can complete one page quickly, or spend longer on a more difficult route. This makes the book less dependent on a fixed schedule than a workbook with formal lessons, tests, or cumulative instruction. Lastly, large maze count supporting repetition without a lesson-heavy structure, the subtitle indicates that the book contains more than 1-1 mazes, and that quantity is central to its appeal. A large maze count matters because skill in this kind of activity develops through repeated exposure rather than through a single explanation. Children learn by encountering many routes, making different choices, and gradually becoming more comfortable with the visual logic of passages and blocked paths. The number also gives caregivers flexibility. A child can do one maze as a short task, several as an extended activity, or return to the book over many days. Compared with a smaller booklet, a collection of this size reduces the need to immediately find new materials once interest develops. At the same time, the large count suggests a focus on practice rather than elaborate instruction that is appropriate for the format. The educational value comes from doing tracing, choosing, checking, and finishing. For children who enjoy puzzle pages, quantity can help maintain engagement while reinforcing similar cognitive and motor skills across repeated pages. In conclusion, Mazes for Kids, ages 4-8, is best suited for parents, grandparents, teachers, tutors, and caregivers who want a straightforward pencil and paper activity for young children. It is especially relevant for children who enjoy puzzles, need practice with pencil control, or benefit from quiet tasks that combine attention with movement. The practical benefits are concrete route tracing, can support fine motor coordination, maze solving can strengthen visual scanning and planning, and repeated pages can help children tolerate small mistakes as part of problem solving. Intellectually, the book introduces early logical thinking in a form that does not require reading fluency, making it accessible across the stated age range. Its distinction within the maze activity category is its narrow age positioning and large quantity of mazes. It does not appear to present itself as a comprehensive curriculum or a themed storybook. Instead, it stands out as a volume focused on abundant, repeatable maze practice. That makes it most useful for families or classrooms seeking simple supplemental activity pages rather than detailed instruction. Readers should choose it for practice, engagement, and screen-free structure, not for advanced puzzle design or formal academic assessment. If you would like to support Samira Taj, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.